朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
This happens all the time.
这个经常发生。
So when this happens,
当这个发生的时候，
what to do with it?
我们做什么呢？
If you remember the Greek word we learned from chapter 5, verse 26,
如果你还记得在第五章二十六节我们学到那个希腊词，
kinodosiasis.
Kinodosis, 贪图虚名。
Self-deceive.
自我欺骗，
贪图虚名，
贪图虚名。
There are two types of it.
这里有两类。
Either think too high about himself,
把自己看得太高
，or think too low about himself,
或者把自己看得太低。
So when things like that happen, if you are type one,
如果你是第一类。
Find out someone overtaken by sin.
我们看到有人被罪恶所胜。
We will despise that person.
我们就会憎恶那个人。
Look down on him.
我们就会轻看那位。
Feel good about ourselves.
自我感觉良好。
Because I don't like that person.
因为我没有像他那样。
Remember that prideful Pharisee to pray in the temple?
记得那个法利赛人在在
骄傲的法利赛人。
那个骄傲的法利赛人。
If we are second type,
如果我们是第二类，
we will either rejoice out of jealousies,
我们要么会在嫉妒中窃喜。
See, you are not that great.
看呢，你也没那么好啊。
Or we will be too insecure to dare point out what's wrong.
或者呢，我们就会太自卑，我们以至于我们没有办法指出对方错。
As a brother,
作为一个弟兄
，knowing I'm a son of God,
我知道我是神的儿子。
What should I do?
我应该做什么呢？
Paul gave a very clear command.
保罗给了一个很明白的指令。
To restore him.
挽回他。
To restore him.
挽回这位弟兄。
The verb is very instructive.
这个动词呢是非常的有指令性的。
The direct translation will be put in order.
这个大概的意思呢就是恢复常态
or restore to normal condition,
就是把它给恢复到它以前的那个状态。
It was used in secular Greek as a medical term for setting a fractured or dislocated bone.
它在通俗的希腊文中是一个医疗用词，用来形容归位一个骨折的关节。
In Mark 1, verse 19,
在马可福音一章十九节里面
it was used by the, for the, to the apostles who were mending their nets.
这里用到门徒来修补渔网。
This mending actually have a lot more meaning.
这个修补呢有很多其他的意思。
Overhauling their nets by cleaning, maintaining, and folding them.
清理、维修和叠起来他们的渔网，重整旗鼓。
If you think about it,
如果我们来想一下
，restore，
挽回
，not only just back to the normal condition，
不仅仅是回到它正常的状态
，but to recover the value of it，
但是回到 它的价值。
To relieve the suffer of it.
来解除这个疼痛。
Because if your bone is dislocated,
如果你的骨头错位了
,without restoring it, it is painful.
不把它归位的话就会非常的疼。
If your net is not maintained,
如果你的渔网没有被维护
,your net is useless.
你的网没有任何的用处。
If we detect someone doing something wrong,
如果我们发现有人做了错事
,we're not to stand by doing nothing.
我们不能视而不见。
As if this is none of my business.
我们不能有这种事不关己不作为的心态。
Nor we should despise or condemn him in our heart.
我们更不应该在我们的内心里抵制或者谴责他们。
And if he suffered,
如果他受苦
and we should never say that you deserve it or let him draw his own juice.
我们就不应该说他是罪有应得活该或者让他自食其果。
We are definitely should not gossip.
我们更不应该说闲话。
We can only do one thing.
我们只能做一件事。
Restore him.
挽回他。
Set him back on the right path.
把他归回正道。
You know, when Luther talking about these verses,
当马丁路德讲这节经文的时候
he said, we should run unto him.
他说我们应该奔向他。
Reach out your hand.
伸出你的手。
Raise him up again.
再次把他举起。
Comfort him with sweet word.
用甜美的话语来安慰他。
And embrace him with motherly arm.
用母亲的膀臂来拥抱他。
But how to restore?
但是怎么做这个挽回的工作呢？
Paul didn't say anything here.
保罗在这里没有讲任何东西。
So if we want to learn that,
如果我们想学如何挽回，
we have to go to the Matthew 18.
我们需要回到马太福音18章。
Verse 15 to 17.
15到17节。
There Jesus had given a detailed instruction on how to restore a relationship.
耶稣在这里给了我们一个详细的步骤，教我们如何来恢复一个好的关系。
Basically, we should go to our brother and tell him his fault face to face and privately.
我们需要私下的面对面的来到我们弟兄的面前，告诉他他的错。
With a purpose of gain him.
为着一个得着他的目的。
Just like Paul says, restore him.
就像保罗在这里说的，挽回他。
Who is to do it?
谁来做？
You who are spiritual should restore him.
你们属灵的人当来做。
Many commentary.
有很多评论的人，圣经评论的人。
They said, mature or spiritual Christians.
会说成熟的或者属灵的基督徒
is what Paul has in mind.
是保罗心里所想的。
Only those who are mature enough,
只有那些足够成熟的人
super spiritual,
超级属灵的
they can do it.
他们才能做。
But let's keep in mind all Christians are indwelled by the Holy Spirit.
我们也都记得所有基督徒都有圣灵的内住。
And Paul already tell that we need to live by the Spirit and walk by the Spirit.
保罗也在这里提到说我们应该被圣灵带领 和与圣灵同行。
So the fruit of spirit should be in our life.
所以说圣灵结出的果子应该在我们的生命中。
So who is going to do it?
所以说谁来做呢？
It's every Christian's job.
这是每一个基督徒的工作。
Because you have Holy Spirit.
因为你有圣灵。
You're supposed to be led by the Holy Spirit.
你应该被圣灵所带领。
You're supposed to have the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
你应该有圣灵之果。
However,
但是
if you, before you try to restore a relationship,
在你试图挽回一段关系的时候，
when you try to tell someone what he did or said is wrong,
当你试图告诉一个人他做的或者说的是错的时候，
Before you do that,
在你做那个之前，
You better examine yourself.
你最好自我省察。
Are you under the Holy Spirit?
你是在圣灵下呢？
Or you under your flesh?
还是在肉体情欲下？
This is very important.
这是非常重要。
If you're sure, you're under the Holy Spirit.
如果你清楚地认识到你是在圣灵之下，
you should do it.
你应该去做。
If you're under your flesh,
如果你是在肉体之下，
remember Jesus' warning.
记得耶稣的警告。
Remove the log in your eyes before you try to remove your brother's spike.
在试图挪除你弟兄眼中的刺之前，先移除你自己眼里的梁木。
Let us keep that in mind.
我们要清楚地记得这件事。
However, we should never use this as an excuse to avoid this very unpleasant task.
但是我们不能用这个作为一个借口来躲避这个非常不愉快的这个指令。
Don't fool yourself, says, excuse me, I'm not spiritual.
不要自我欺骗说不好意思我不够属灵。
Every Christian,
每一个基督徒
are in fact spiritual.
是属灵的基督徒。
Because that's what we should be.
那是我们应当做的。
We are led by the Spirit.
我们被圣灵所带领。
We live by the Spirit.
我们与圣灵一同生活。
We walk by the Spirit.
我们与圣灵同行。
We stay in step with the Spirit.
我们与圣灵同步。
All this,
所有这些
tell us that we are spiritual Christians.
所有这些告诉我们，我们是属灵的基督徒。
I remember F.F. Bruce once said.
我记得布鲁斯曾经说过
，To test whether you are truly spiritual.
来证明你是否真正的属灵。
It's to see whether you are ready, willing, with a mercy heart to raise up those who are falling.
就是看这个人有没有愿意存着怜悯的心来帮助扶起那些跌倒的人。
So what to do?
所以说做什么
?What to do?
怎么做什么
?To restore.
来挽回。
How it should be done?
怎么做呢
?Paul says, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Look to yourself, lest you too be tempted.
保罗在这里说你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来又当自己小心恐怕也被引诱。
There are positive and negative in this particular part.
这里有正面和负面的教导。
Gentleness.
温柔。
Because in verse 20, chapter 5, verse 23, this is the fruit of the Spirit.
在五章二十三节里面，温柔乃是圣灵的果子之一。
The restoring work.
那个挽回的工作。
Is the present tense.
是一个一般现在时。
Suggest a process.
代表这是一个过程。
Don't expect you can fix the problem once for all.
不要误以为你可以解决这个问题。
And we should do it in a spirit of gentleness.
我们要用温柔的灵来做。
A spirit of gentleness.
温柔的灵。
If you remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 21,
如果你记得哥林多前书第四章第一节。
Shall I come to you with a rod of discipline? Or should I come in love and with a gentle spirit?
你们愿意怎么样呢？是愿意我带着刑杖到你们那里去，还是要我存慈爱温柔的心呢？
Noticed.
注意。
Certain kind of sins and certain kind of sinners, especially those who remain unrepented.
有一类的罪和一类的罪人，尤其是那些还没有悔改的
，must be deal with seriousness，
必须严肃的对待
，even to the point of excluding them from Christian fellowship，
甚至到了一定程度，我们需要把他们排除在基督徒的团契以外。
You can find those in 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
你可以在哥林多前书五章一到五节中找到。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 20.
提摩太前书一章二十节。
That is called the church discipline.
那是教会的条例。
Not you do it on your own.
不是你自己做的事情。
In the Reformation history.
在宗教改革的历史当中。
This is emphasized to be one of the signs for true churches.
这个非常重要，被称为一个真正的教会的一个标志。
But for you and me,
对于你和我
in our daily life,
在我们日常的生活当中
those brothers and sisters who may already be feel shame,
那些已经感觉到羞耻的弟兄姊妹们
for what he did or said,
对于他们的那些说过的话或者做过的事感到羞耻。
Should be brought to forgiveness and restoration to fellowship.
应该被带到原谅和挽回的团契当中。
Through gentleness and humility.
透过温柔和谦卑。
Harshness may simply drive them further away.
过意的苛刻反而会让他们远离。
On the negative side,
在负面反的方面
，Buckley had noticed one thing from chapter 6, verse 1 to 10.
Buckley 在这里呢，在六章的一到十节中告诉我们的一个特征。
He noticed that there's a alternation between responsibility.And accountability.
在这里呢，我们看到了一个责任和负责之间的转换。
Paul began with our responsibility to restore others.
保罗在这里呢，用我们挽回其他人的责任开始。
Then he reminds us, as we do that, we are accountable.
现在他提醒我们说，当我们做这个的时候，我们也要。对这个事情负责。
In this clause, the accountability is enhanced by Paul's shift from the plural forms in the earlier in the verse to the singular form.
在这里呢，保罗从复数的形式跳转到了单数的形式，让我们看到了这个负责的这个特点被重点的提了出来。
So that single you may not also be tempted.
所以说那个单数的你不被试探。
This is another imperative command.
这是另外一个命令。
Our responsibility is to restore.
我们挽回的责任。
We also have responsibility to make sure we're not be tempted.
我们还有责任，就是说我们自己不要被引诱。
What Paul means not to be tempted?
保罗在这里所讲，什么是被引诱呢？
There are three possibilities.
有三个可能性。
First one is anger at offender.
第一个可能性呢，是对那些冒犯你的人生气。
You try to restore someone.
你试图挽回其他人。
You see how wrong he said or did.
你看到他们做的事和说的话有何等的荒谬。
If you're angry,
如果你很生气，
you're tempted.
你就被引诱了。
You already fell.
你也跌倒了。
You sin as well.
你也犯罪了。
The second possibility is self-righteousness or pride.
第二个可能性呢，是自义和骄傲。
See, you're so lousy.
看呢，你也很差劲呢。
I'm so good.
我真好。
So I can help you.
所以让我来帮你吧。
So I can restore you.
所以我能挽回你。
I can help you to see what's wrong with you.
我可以帮助你，让你看到你错在哪儿了。
That's a great danger.
这是一个很大的危险。
Very few Christians really realize.
很少有基督徒会意识到。
Satan becomes Satan not by doing any other sin, just by being prideful.
撒旦是撒旦的原因，不是因为他犯罪，而是因为他来捕捉我们。
I really don't understand why so many Christians today think pride is good.
我不明白为什么那么多的基督徒认为骄傲是一件好的事情。
The pride of their theology.
他们为着他们的神学骄傲。
The pride about their achievement.
他们为他们所成就的骄傲。
They pride about they're better than other Christians.
他们为着他们比其他的基督徒好而骄傲。
That's a great danger.
那是一个极大的危险。
And the third possibility,
第三个可能
is you may commit exactly the same sin that the person committed.
你会犯那个被过犯所胜的人所犯的同样的错，同样的罪。
We don't know exactly which one in Paul's mind.
我们不知道保罗在这里所想的是哪一个。
But I like J.P. Phillips, his paragraph.
但是我喜欢 J.P. Phillips 在这里所提到的。
Not with any feeling of superiority,But being yourself on guard against temptation.
不要自我感觉高高在上，而是要做一个谨慎，防止试探的自己。
So let's summary.
让我们来总结。
What is the foundation for build up good relationship?
美好关系的基础是什么？
No conceit.
不要贪图虚名。
What is the great challenge for building up good relationship?
对建立美好关系最大的挑战是什么呢？
To restore a relationship.
挽回一段关系。
When someone is overtaken by a transgression, what should we do?
当有人被过犯所胜的时候，我们应该做什么呢？
To restore.
挽回他。
Who is to do it?
谁来做这件事情呢？
Those who are spiritual.
你们这些属灵的人。
How to do it?
怎么做？
Gentle and watching.
用温柔的心，又当自己小心。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Now we're under the Holy Spirit.
我们现在在圣灵之下。
We can practice this challenge.
我们可以操练这样子的挑战。
Until one day.
直到有一天。
We'll see a true unity among His people.
我们在神的民中看到真正的和睦同居。
And we can start that in our family.
我们可以从我们自己的家开始。
Between our friends.
在我们的朋友之间。
In our inner circle.
在我们自己的交际圈内。
Such that the glory of God can show among us.
直到神的荣耀能在我们当中被彰显出来。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we just commit your word unto your hand.
父啊，我们把你的话语放在你的手中。
We confess this is so hard.
我们都承认这实在是太难了。
But this is your commandment.
但是这是你的命令。
So help us to obey.
所以请你帮助我们来服从。
In Jesus' name we pray.
以耶稣基督的名我们祷告。
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。